Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, limited directions expected in cash cattle trade today, as bids and asking prices are likely to remain quiet through the first half of the week. Even though Monday was a market holiday, packers were still open for business, but the shorter week will likely spark some early week interest. Given cash cattle trade at the end of last week, ending generally steady to a dollar lower, most traders are likely looking at creating, additional stability through the month of January. Although market available cattle are tightening significantly, so are packer margins, which will limit the desire for many cattle buyers to dig deeper into their pockets in order to fill buy orders. Firm underlying gains last week helped to build some additional market momentum into the complex as traders exited the market for a long holiday weekend. This market bounce may be more psychological in nature, but it's still creating underlying support that's expected to help draw additional buyer activity to the complex this morning. Strong upward movement in cash cattle trade yesterday and increased pork cutout support early in the week is bringing additional fundamental support to the entire hog complex. On the grains, mixed wheat markets overnight with Chicago posting small gains after a soft opening, while lower markets in Kansas City and Minneapolis are still present. The failures at $5.70 basis March Chicago wheat futures and $5 basis March Kansas City wheat futures last week looked ominous, especially considering the weakness which ensued Thursday. Corn prices weaker overnight, starting the holiday shortened week on a softer note after the impressive rally Friday. Rumors of China buying or just inquiring about U.S. corn and Milo propelled markets last week, but we suspect traders will want confirmation from USDA before pushing markets further. And easier soybean prices overnight, but remaining well inside Friday's range as traders take pause from the short-term downtrend. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, at the close on Friday, February live cattle up 22 cents, 126.35, April up 82, 127.25. March feeder cattle up 17 cents Friday, 145. April up 7 cents, 147.87. February hogs up 80 cents, 67.67. On the grains at the close on Friday, Kansas City wheat, March was down 1.5, 492 and 3 quarters. May was down 1 and 3 quarters at 499 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up quarter penny, 570 and 3 quarters. May was up a half cent, 571 and 3 quarters. March corn was down 2 and 3 quarter cents, 386 and a half. May down 2 and a quarter, 393. March soybeans down 3.5, 926 and a quarter. May was down 3.5 cents Friday, 939 and a half penny. March cotton down 36 cents, 7089. And the May's down 37 cents at 7182. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.